You're invited to worship with an ordained man of God, Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant, overseer of Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles' Doctrine Incorporated at 8010 Rockbridge Road in Lithonia. This is Come Expecting a Miracle broadcast. Listen now to the inspiring message of preaching and teaching with Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Once again, Atlanta. And this is the Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles' Doctrine. Where Dr. Apostle L.T., better known as Bishop L.T., is the bishop. Me, I'm Minister Kenneth Collins. And you're listening to Come Expecting a Miracle, broadcasting live from 1570 WIGO, Atlanta's incredible radio station. Hey, that's on your AM dial. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made. And guess what? I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's a beautiful day because I can see it. The sun is shining, but hey, if it was raining, storming, it's still a beautiful day because God has made it and I am able to see it. That means that I am among the living, and for that, I am grateful. Precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, with humble hearts and great expectations. Hey, great expectations, Lord God. We need you and we love you. We pray in this right now that you would come forth with the arema, fresh bread of life for today. We ask right now that you would send forth your precious Holy Ghost across the airways throughout Atlanta to everyone that is under the sound of our voice. Lord, you move in a mighty way. Touch the people, Lord Jesus. Everyone that needs to be touched, touch them. And to those that need a healing, bring forth a healing. Whether it be for the body, for the mind, or for the soul. Heal, touch, and let let peace be still. Lord, we pray in this right now, Lord God, that you would move in a mighty way on this afternoon. And unto everyone that hath an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord hath to say unto the church and unto Atlanta on this afternoon. Amen, 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 amen. You know, I got some real good news. I don't know if you want to hear it, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. Beautiful news. It's got me so excited, I can't hardly stay in my seat. Well, you want to hear it? Well, you want to hear the news? Well, here it go. Did you know that the word of God says, God said, the battle is not yours, but God's. Did you know that? Just in case you forgot, the battle is not yours, but it's God's. What are you talking about, preacher? I mean, come on, y'all. We know, to the saints of God, we know that God can do all things. But sometimes, man, we get caught up, you know, and we just forget. Sometimes we forget that we are not in this fight alone. God gave us the Comforter. He told the disciples that he would do this. He said that when I go away, I will not leave you comfortless. I'll send the Comforter, and he will come in my name, speaking of me. This Comforter, which we call the Holy Ghost, is the Spirit of the Most High Living God. Just in case you forgot, he dwells within you. He did it for a reason, people. Why did he bring forth that Comforter? Why did he give us the Spirit of the Living God? Why did he come to dwell within us? He said that we are the temples of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost dwells within us. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. There's a reason why. And the Word of God tells us that Adam, the first Adam, the one that was created in the beginning, that what he could not do in the flesh, the second man, Adam, which was Jesus Christ, came and did it. He condemned sin in the flesh. This is why. Because God knows that we can't do it. Even though we want to, he knows that we want to, with everything inside us, we want to serve him, we want to do what's right, we trying to fight that devil with everything that we got inside of this flesh. But notice I said everything inside of this flesh. You see, our flesh is damaged. The Word of God said that we are born and shaped in iniquity. So, what does that mean? What does that mean, minister? That means that we are flawed. And Satan has tricked us and taken away our inheritance, which God gave us. He gave us this earth, and he told us to subdue it, to fill it. He told us to have dominion over it. But Satan crept in and did what he do best. He lied and he stole that which belonged to man. And then as we began to adhere to that other spirit, which was not the Spirit of God, we brought forth sin. Came forth into the garden first through the woman, and then as she beguiled the man and he hearkened unto her voice, sin ran rapid into the world. So now God had to do something. He got to clean it up. And so that's why he brought forth the Holy Ghost. That's why he sent forth his Comforter. That's why he came to live inside of us, because he knew that we could not do it. We couldn't do it by ourselves because we were flawed. We messed up. So now the second man, Adam, which is Jesus Christ, had to come in the flesh and condemn sin in the flesh. Now, and he left. He told the disciples that he would not leave them comfortless, so he was sent forth the Comforter, which is his Spirit. And when he endowed us with his Spirit, he gave us all power over the enemy. You do not have to fight by yourself. Good news. You don't have to give in. You don't have to fall short. You don't have to bow down to Satan anymore. Yeah, you got sin and we repent every day and but it's okay, because the Spirit of the Lord said, the Word of God said, it is not by power and it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So now you can stand in the midst of your sin-filled body that we repent of. Now, we don't walk above sin. We can walk free from sin. But God knows that this body, and we have issues. But the Spirit of the Lord said, it is not about you. It is about my word. You stand on my word, Satan will be defeated. And you don't have to fear anymore. You don't have to cry. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can stand against that devil and you can say, no, no, I will not, Satan. You cannot have. And you can tell that devil that you have all power over the enemy. The battle is not yours, it's God's. And let God have it and let God take control. And he'll show you what time it is. Amen. And without further ado, we'll turn it over to Bishop LT. Good afternoon, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we are still yet living in the last days. And so many people are striving sincerely, but yet they're being deceived. And I'm still talking on a subject that so many people have overlooked, a warning that we cannot cast aside. Amen. Paul spoke it in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse Paul said it, that the Spirit speaketh expressively, that in the last days men will depart from the faith. And he felt this urgency. He felt this warning. Now, when he spoke it, it had not yet taken place. And again, he spoke in Thessalonians that before the return of Christ, there would be a falling away. And these were some of the main doctrines that would cause men to depart from the faith. In other words, these people, he says, they may have been in church, they may have been following the Christ, but when these teachings came about, it turned them away from true doctrine. And he says, the Holy Ghost speaketh expressively. That means it's urgent, but too many people overlook the sincerity of his warning that was given to him by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God moved upon Paul and said, warn, prophesy. And they will have their conscience seared with the hot iron, not listening to anything contrary. And the Holy Ghost didn't lie. Because these doctrines have infiltrated the body of Christ, so-called Christianity, other religions, and it is ruining the faith of millions. And he named the two. He said these would be teachings brought about by seducing spirits, spirits of deception, and teachings of one was forbidding to eat meats that God has cleansed. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. This is without prejudice, without hypocrisy. Any religion today that teaches you that it is a sin to eat meat is a doctrine of devils. It doesn't matter if they call him on the name of Jesus. You got to worship God in spirit and in truth. If they teach you, if your faith and your teachings, your preachers teach you that you cannot eat meat, it is a sin. Oh my God. How many churches teach that in the name of Jesus? And they overlook 1 Timothy 4 and 1, the warning. It's a doctrine of devils. Because the Old Testament was told not to eat certain meats, not because they weren't any good, but God was trying to show a difference on the outside between the Israel and the nations. But once he sent Peter to Cornelius' house and gave Peter that dream and told him to eat, and Peter said, I have never ate anything unclean or uncommon after the resurrection of Christ, then God told Peter, what I have cleansed, don't you call unclean or common. Amen. Meaning that God has erased the wall of the vision. Yeah. Now every man can be accepted. We showed us then the Old Testament symbolically not eating meat was just showing that the Gentiles had not yet been received into the family of God, but now they are. God has cleansed all men. And to say that you can't eat meat is to say he hasn't cleansed. It's the spiritual principle behind it. And that's why that's one of the teachings of the devil. The Holy Ghost says, he whom the Son set free is free indeed. And the devil comes with this teaching, you cannot eat meat, saying what? Everybody's not set free. Amen. Devils are slick. And so they have you teaching not to eat meat, and you think it's good because it's dietary, it's healthy, it's this and that. And coming from a health perspective, not realizing the spiritual significance behind it. Amen. When he said everything is to be received with thanksgiving, if you sanctify with prayer, amen, to them that know the truth. So if you're saying you can't eat meat, it's a sin, you don't know the truth. And you are teaching, you are being taught a doctrine of devils. Ask your preacher to explain that. And then the next major teaching that the Holy Ghost warned Paul against was forbidding to marry. Preventing people from marriage is a doctrine of devils. And you've got so many churches that have come up with so many marital doctrines and teachings that Jesus did not put forth. You have preachers teaching that once you are saved, say you're a woman that's gotten saved, and you want to get married in Jesus, in Christ, if you have a living husband anywhere, you don't even know where he is. Y'all been separated for years. If he's just still alive, ain't thinking about you, they teach you cannot get married. That's a doctrine of devil. They teach you're still bound to this man wherever he is. Now he's doing what he want to do, living the life he want to live, and you're the one that's supposed to be free, and yet you're bound to a sinner somewhere living like a devil or wherever, something that was in your past. When the scripture says the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins, all things are passed away, all things become new. They take the scriptures and they misinterpret them. Jesus never taught that anywhere like that.
No, sir.
Once you've been born again, you have been cleansed. All manner of sin can be forgiven.
Amen.
Except blaspheme the Holy Ghost. You are not tied anymore to that old life. Paul says, such were some of you, but now you've been cleansed. And so today, you have Christian organizations saying, for instance, if a pastor gets a divorce, it doesn't matter what the reason is, he has to step down from his pastor, even if it's not his fault. You got preachers teaching today that quote unquote, divorce is of the devil. And if anybody got a divorce, they are preach a divorce, they are a liar and a false prophet. So they come up with new marital laws forbidding people to get married. Teaching that there is no remarriage after divorce, no matter what the reason is. Well, listen, that's a lie. First of all, let no man deceive you. And anything your preacher teaches and any major statement that he gives, look for the scripture that says the same thing. Don't let them jump and run and try to use other scriptures to build it up. If I say repent and be baptized, I can go right to the scripture that says repent and be baptized. If I say that God is one, I can go to the scripture that says God is one. If I say God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, I can pull it down and read it word for word. Now, if I say God is a holy trinity, I can't go to the scriptures and find that. And I can give a whole lot of explanations, but it's just not written.
Man.
If I say you can get saved and go to heaven without baptism, I can't give you the Bible. Where does it say that, LT? Well, it's not written like that. 443-611-1571. This is only for the people and the preachers that believe that divorce, no matter what, period, is of the devil. I'm not arguing with you. I would like to see that scripture as to why you are forbidding people to marry again in Christ Jesus. I would like to find the scripture that says once you get saved, you got to go back into the world to your old partner. Where does the Holy Ghost send you back into your old life? I would like to see the scripture that says that whoever preaches divorce is of the devil and is a false prophet. My personal number is 678-698-3397. Preacher, saint, don't call and say, listen, let's talk about it. No, just give me the scripture and then we don't have to talk about it. We can agree about it. What God has joined together, let no man take asunder. What God has joined together, let no man take asunder. Only God can make laws for marriage. But see, you have to be careful by teaching the traditions of men. Now, Paul said that the Holy Ghost said that devils will bring about these teachings. Mm-hmm. And you've got religions that forbid people to marry, going against the scriptures. How long you been in the church, sister? 20 years? Where's your husband? Oh, I can't get married no more. Why is that? Because my ex-husband is still living. How long y'all been separated? About 20 years now. Is he saved? No, he got another family. He's doing what he wants. And you've been in the church how long? I've been in the church about 15 years. And they told you you can't marry in Christ? They're forbidding you to marry? And you've been born again? Oh, my God. You know what, daughter? What's that, Bishop? You've just been had.
Man.
That's a doctrine of devils.
Man.
Well, I was divorced. So was God. and he's still God. Amen. Ask the preacher to show you the scripture. Bishops, preachers, coming to you in brotherly love, 404-361-1571. WIGOAM 1570, Atlanta's incredible radio, Bishop LT is saying, give the scripture that says divorce is of the devil. That whoever preaches divorce is a false prophet and a liar. Please, give us a half of scripture. How are you preaching something that you can't prove? How are you preaching something and people, you all are listening, but he's not reading it? The devil did not create divorce. The devil didn't create divorce.
He didn't do it.
The devil never had a divorce. Jesus said wisdom is justified of her children. John never came eating and drinking. And you call him a wine babbler, a drunkard. I come eating and drinking. You call me Beelzebub and call me a drunkard. Y'all don't know the difference. And then you all say the devil created divorce. And he ain't never had one. He didn't do it. Say, Pastor, could you please show me? I heard you say the voices of the devil. Could you please show me that scripture, Pastor? All due respect. Could you show me what the Bible says, divorce for any cause? Is of the devil. Now the devil can use anything. Amen. The devil can use the word of God with a false prophet.
That's right.
But could you please show me where the Bible teaches that divorce is of the devil? Pastor, I heard you say divorce is of the devil. And that if you divorce, you can't be saved. Could you show me that? Whoever's divorced, it's of the devil. Whoever teaches and preaches divorce is of the devil. It's a false prophet and a liar. Be careful what you call the devil. Because your God is still divorced.
Amen.
I said, you serve a divorcee. When we pray to a divorcee. Is that what it is? Somebody's been divorced? You preachers, and I'm going to stay on this until somebody's congregation gets shook up enough to call you into question with the lie you're telling God's people. Why? Because Paul said by the Holy Ghost, there are two doctrines that will be used by devils to cause people to depart from the faith. Putting upon them burdens that you yourself don't even lift.
Amen.
Precious God, in the name of Jesus, I pray as I stay right here until somebody's eyes are open and some preacher stop lying.
Amen.
And let the word of God speak for itself.
Jesus.
And we will show through the scriptures that divorce as a whole is not of the devil. It has its place and purpose. And that anybody teaching you that you cannot be married based on the scriptures is listening to a devil. I just got to put it the way it's written.
Jesus.
Be blessed. Stay in tune. 678-698-3397. If I don't answer, just leave a message and say, Bishop, I'm calling you about divorce. And if you are a preacher, don't say, look here, doc, and start arguing. Because the first thing I'm going to do is say, if you believe that it's of the devil, give me the scripture. If you show me the scripture, I'll be the first to come and say, hey, I was wrong, and here's where it's written. But if you can't find it, stop preaching it. I believe in miracles. I believe in the impossible. God is still in control of all the prayers of men. In Jesus' name, Atlanta, be blessed and think about it. Let no man deceive you.
You have been listening to Come Expecting a Miracle broadcast with Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant, overseer of Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles Doctrine Incorporated at 8014 Rockbridge Road, Lithonia, Georgia, 30058. Join us each Sunday for our 2 p.m. miracle service and at 8 p.m. on Wednesday for Bible study. And for the 24-hour prayer line, call 770-912-0433. 770-912-0433. To make a donation to this ministry, you may do so at Tabernacle of David Church, P.O. Box 390156, Snellville, Georgia, 30039-9997, or email us at Dr. L. Bryant at todcadintl.com. Tune in each Saturday at 12:30 p.m. for an inspiring message of faith with Bishop Dr. Larry Bryant, overseer of Tabernacle of David Church of the Apostles Doctrine Incorporated, on WIGO 1570 AM, Atlanta's Incredible Radio.